When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform all over social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists cheat? Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater. All the other good stuff right there. And before y'all go ahead, I already the first question out of y'all's mouth right now. Lee, are you cheating right now? Why do you just... No, y'all, no. Goodness gracious, no. Y'all, so let's get this out of the way. Could I cheat? Yes, absolutely. Anybody on the planet pretty much could probably cheat, y'all. But... It gives me more power as a diagnosed narcissist to control my impulses, to control my urges, and to not cheat. It gives me more power to myself. It makes me a better narcissist, make me one of the world's strongest narcissists or whatever, to not cheat and to not give into my impulses and my my erratic behaviors and things like that, my dark thoughts and things like that. So I tell a lot of people that now. Do all narcissists cheat? I don't think that all narcissists cheat. That's one of the questions I get all the time, dude. They're just like, do all narcissists cheat? And people just, yes, all of them cheat. I just like, one thing I don't like when people talk about narcissist personality disorder or toxic traits, or toxic behaviors, is they use the blanket statements. Like, all narcissists do the same thing. All of them are like this. All of them do this and all of them do that. But that's just not, that's just not the truth of the situation right there, y'all. Because all narcissistic people don't cheat. You know what I mean? Some of them might. This is my perspective, y'all. Y'all can attack me in the comment section or whatever. I know it's coming. But back to the question at hand. I know I went on to a little rant right there, but back to the question at hand. Why do those that do cheat? Why do they cheat? And this is going like y'all. Oh my goodness. This is going. This is just my perspective right here. One reason why narcissistic people cheat is just for the hell of it, y'all. It's just because the person that they cheated with or the other people that they cheated with show interest in them. You know what I mean? That's one reason they'll cheat on you. Now, it's not because like that narcissistic person that's in your life, the one that you're dealing with right now, is not because of that. Sometimes they just, like, I'm just telling y'all, sometimes that narcissistic person just show interest in that person. Like, they just genuinely like the narcissistic person, or genuinely pursue that narcissistic person. So when they're like, as a narcissist myself, this is way in the past, y'all. Let me go and preface that. Like, back in my heyday, back in my younger, just unaware narcissist days, people would just approach, when people would show interest in me, it would shock me. You know what I mean? I'd just be like, so wait. You like me? Me? You? Little what you like me? You genuinely like me? I don't have to go out the way. I don't have to manipulate you. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. You see what I'm saying? You like me? And sometimes just somebody showing interest in that person can just they are providing that narcissist or that toxic person just a form of supply that you can't do. It's just new supply. It doesn't mean it's better supply. It doesn't mean it's better validation. It doesn't mean that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, y'all. It's just different grass, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? It's just somebody else doing it. It's a different, like, your supply, your whatever form of validation, whatever form of supply that narcissistic person, that toxic person is getting from you, is going to run out sooner or later. It's just one of the inevitable things right there, y'all. Whatever supply they get in from you is going to run out sooner or later. So when somebody else comes into the equation that shows them genuine interest or provides that difference, that spark of supply that they might not be getting from you any longer, they'll give it to that person. They might not have the intent on cheating on you or something like that, but out of nowhere, guess what? They're cheating on you. They're clapping somebody else's cheeks, or they're getting their cheeks clapped by someone else. You know what I mean? So that's one reason. Somebody else just genuinely shows interest in them. Another reason is because they want multiple people. You mean the one-sided poly... I call it the one-sided polyamorous relationship. Well, that narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, gets to have as many people as they want to, but it doesn't work. It's not a two-sided relationship dynamic. They get to do what they want to do, but you or whoever dealing with them, you don't get to do what you want to do, if that makes sense. That narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, does whatever they want to do. You see what I'm saying? But you don't get to do what you want to do. So they go ahead and they are actively pursuing more people, because this is like that right here. Nothing, no one person is going to be enough for a narcissistic person that's not working on themselves. No one person is going to be enough for a narcissist. You can't provide that narcissist enough. You just can't, y'all. It is no fault of yours, y'all. It just isn't. You could be sleeping with this narcissistic person, toxic person. You could be sleeping with that person every single day, 3 times a day, 4 times a day. And guess what? They'll still go out and cheat on you. What did I do? What did I do wrong? You just can't provide enough for this person. And it is not, that is not a reflection upon you. That's just a reflection upon that narcissistic person that you're dealing with. You see what I'm saying? It's not your fault that you get cheated on. They are just, you just can't give them enough. You know what I mean? You just can't give them enough. And you know, we'll leave. If I can't give them enough, why don't they just leave us? Why don't they just leave us alone? Because a lot of narcissists and toxic people are very, very good in compartmentalization, right? So they can, like, I call it mind boxes. This is the easiest way for me to explain it. It's like mind boxes. There's a box over here, and there's a box over here. This is your box right here. Your box is on the left side of the brain. The other side, like, so how I feel about you is in this box right here. Whatever goes into the box on the right side of my brain has nothing to do with you. So that narcissistic person, it keeps it separate. So that narcissistic person can absolutely go out here and cheat on you, can start a whole new family, no whole new relationship, and still feel like it doesn't affect how they feel about you. Compartmentalization, y'all. But you just can't be enough, y'all. It's not on you. I tell it to people all the time. It's not your fault that you can't be enough for a person. That's why me, truly, when people ask me about a grade A supply or something like that, I don't think grade A or the perfect supply exists for a narcissist. This is my own personal perspective. Y'all can make a video about this, prove me wrong or trying to prove me wrong or whatever. This is just my own personal perspective. This is not factual errors. This is me talking about my own personal experience and things like that, y'all. So I just don't think that you can, like, it's not on you. No one person. You can be giving them money, you can be giving them sex, whatever. You can be giving them every single thing that they want, and it still won't be enough for that person, because they're going out here and pursue other people. Another person, like I said, somebody else can just show them interest, and then guess what? Once the other person shows them interest, they don't, like, lose interest. A lot of times they don't lose interest in you. They just pursue other people. They'll keep you around. They'll keep you around as well. Just because they find someone else doesn't mean that they'll let you go and things like that, y'all. And y'all, another reason that some narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever, will cheat on you is just vengeance, or they're being very, very preemptive. Vengeance to intent. Yes, y'all. I said that correctly. Some of them will seek out to intentionally hurt you, but they might not even tell you. This is the sinister side of narcissists, some toxic people, y'all. They will actually go out here to try to cheat, to try to hurt you. But, like I said before, they might not even tell you about it. It's just to put it into the little box in the back of their brain. Just like, look, I did this. I cheated on you, but I'm never going to tell you about it. I just know I did it. You know what I mean? Ha, ha, ha. Guess what I did to you? You'll never find out. It's like sinister stuff, y'all. So sometimes they'll cheat just to hurt your feelings. And this is just not narcissists. This is toxic people as well, y'all. This is bad people as well. Like, they will cheat just to hurt you. Absolutely. They just will. You know what I mean? Sometimes they'll cheat as a defense mechanism against, they think you're cheating on them, so that I can't have them getting over on me, so I'm going to cheat on them. You know what I mean? Or that they think you're cheating, so they are super insecure about themselves, so they go out here and cheat on you just to make themselves feel better about the situation. You know what I mean? Especially if you're doing better than them in life. If you're more attractive than them, if you make more money than them and things like that, in order to psychologically bring you down to their level, they'll go out here and do some horrible stuff to you. They'll go out here and cheat on you. Again, they might not even tell you about it, but just internally, it just feels better to get away with it. It's just like, you know, sometimes they'll do it just to see what they can get away with. Hey, I got away with this. I got away with that. I got away with this. And sometimes, y'all, they will tell you that they cheat on you and they expect you to forgive them. Because look, at least I was honest. I didn't have to tell you this, which is true. They didn't have to tell you that. But guess what they did, y'all? It doesn't make up for what they, it doesn't forgive what they did to you. You see what I'm saying? So that's a few different reasons right there, y'all, that narcissists and toxic people can cheat on you. But you see how the dynamic of it goes. So if you have other reasons, put them in the comment section, y'all. If you don't agree with anything I said, put it in the comment section, y'all. I'm open. Look, y'all, I'm open for disagreements. I'm just not open for disrespect. That's why I just like when people come in the comment section talking trash. I just remove your comment or just block you from commenting. This is, anyways, y'all. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.